call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Hello, you're listening to Everyday Health here at the Bashani Radio app, and I am your host, Nurse T. Today, I'm going to shed some light on menopause. Now, I want you guys to know that simply menopause is a natural change that the female body goes through. Menopause, it does not happen overnight. In fact, it actually takes several years for menopause to come into full circle. Now, I know there's a lot of myths about menopause, but what I want to tell you that menopause simply means the stopping of your menstrual cycle. And menopause, in general, means the stopping of your monthly menses, the stopping of your menstruation. Now, for most women, menopause takes place around the age of 51. However, the process is a couple years, so you may begin to feel the effects of menopause coming upon you. Now, the time, the couple years just before menopause hit, is actually called peripause. So peripause is the time around the couple years before. So for example, if menopause start at the age of 51, then peripause may start at the age of 48. And peripause is the onset of signs. With menopause, the ovaries stop producing estrogen. Now, let me tell you, the ovaries are responsible for releasing three major hormones, estrogen being one of the more common or potent ones. Now, when menopause come upon you and your monthly menses stop, estrogen ceases to be released from the ovaries. And that's one of the things with menopause. Your ovaries no longer releases the major female hormone estrogen. Now, in peripause, the time leading up to menopause, the ovaries are releasing estrogen slowly, not in its full amount. So the body will begin to feel some of the changes of the decreased estrogen when you're in menopause, and the body will feel the full effects of the absence of the estrogen during menopause. Now, some of the effects that are related to the estrogen, production, your breasts may shrink in size. Your vagina may become a little bit dry, a little bit itchy. Let me remind you, the female hormone estrogen, it has a lot of roles. It's a hormone. The hormones are responsible for making sure our internal body is running smoothly. Hormones make sure our body is operating like a well-oiled machine. And in the phase of perimenopause, when the hormone estrogen production is decreased, you're going to feel the effects of decreased hormone. And imagine when menopause hit and the ovaries no longer produce estrogen, you will begin to feel the effect of your body not producing estrogen. Now, let me clarify. Estrogen can be stored up in your fat tissue, and you have estrogen coming from a couple other areas in your body, but the number one main source for estrogen production is through the ovaries. Everywhere else in your body system that estrogen is manifested or stored does not compare to the estrogen released from the ovaries. Another thing that women may experience when the estrogen level is low is the hot flashes. You know, we like to call these those hot flashes private summers, because you're the only person that is hot. You're the only one that is experiencing this private summer. Now, a couple other things happen with menopause and peripause. You may see the thinner hair, or the hair may turn gray. That could be your pubic hair. The clitoris of the woman, the clitoris, the pleasure area of a woman may not be stimulated as strong as it usually would be, or it actually decreases in size as well. Now, with menopause, it's not just aging that can cause menopause. A woman can be thrown into menopause via a hysterectomy. Now, a hysterectomy is the surgical removal of female reproductive organs. Now, with a hysterectomy, the reproductive organs for a woman would be considered her ovaries, fallopian tube, uterus, cervix, those organs that are specific to a woman, that are specific to child birthing and child releasing of the egg, the implantation of the wall, those are reproductive organs. Now, if a woman has to have a oophorectomy, which is the removal of her ovaries, she can be thrusted into menopause. Again, if a woman has to have a hysterectomy and it involves the removal of one or both of her ovaries, she can be thrusted into menopause. Now, some women are forced to have a hysterectomy because of cancer, because of fibroids, because of cysts, because of an untreated sexually transmitted disease that has traveled and inflamed and infected the female reproductive organs. So this is one of the reasons why a hysterectomy is one of the reasons why a younger woman may experience menopause. It's related to a hysterectomy, and the need for a hysterectomy may be contributed again to cysts, fibroids, cancers, and sexually transmitted diseases that has been left untreated. Otherwise, again, menopause come for a woman later in the 40s. That time again is called perimenopause. The full effect of menopause with the stopping of the menses, the stopping of the menstrual cycle, and the total decrease of estrogen production from the ovaries stop at around 51. Now, you do have to give and take a couple years, but the average age for menopause on the woman is around 51 years old. The peripause is around 48 years old. So it's a slow process. It doesn't happen overnight. Again, it takes a couple of years for that to come into full effect. I want you guys to know that the estrogen being decreased causes sometimes mood swings, you know, because the homeostasis is off, the balance of the internal body is off. Now, a couple of the treatments that is recommended for menopause is the replacement of the hormone estrogen, or one of the three hormones that the ovaries produce. Now, with the administration, or with you taking estrogen, do not just go out to the pharmacy and buy estrogen. See what is recommended by your healthcare provider. And that is with all supplements, with all pills, with all herb supplements. See what is recommended by your healthcare provider, because you never know what could be contraindicated. You never know what medication does not mix with your blood pressure pill, with your diabetic pill, with your hypothyroidism pill. So before you go purchase any supplements, vitamins, hormones, let your doctor know, because you don't know what the contraindications could be. Okay, now this is your girl, Nurse T. I want you guys to know that you can reach out to me on social media. You can look me up under Latanya Darden, under Nurse T Global. You guys are welcome to visit my web page, my website. It is www.nursetgloballlc.com. You can find me on Twitter under Latanya Darden. I'm on Instagram as Nurse T Global. I also want you guys to know that I am available for speaking engagements. If you are looking for a guest speaker who can expound on everyday health issues, please consider your girl, Nurse T. Thank you.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.